new channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to the new channel. Our passion transforms a community that sees and shares all things new. This is Dr. Michelle Maras streaming live from Colorado Springs, Colorado. You are watching Mental Shift on TNC. We'll see you in a bit. Well, welcome to Mental Shift. You are in for a treat tonight. My guest, well, he uses his experiences to innovate new ways to approach ideas and life. He's written and illustrated a graphic novel that shines light on various forms of abuse and ways to overcome them by redefining the superhero genre. He calls it The Silent Scream. The Silent Scream is a superhero's origin story with anime influence that combines sci-fi and horror as a psych thriller. His goal is to inspire people to redefine how they perceive life and how we are already superheroes in our own way. Please welcome my guest tonight. He's an artist, he's an author, he's a carpenter, my friend, Micah Yott.
Thank you.
Hello, Micah, man of very few words.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I really wanted you on because I met you. It's almost been a year, I think. It's been a while. I met you in San Antonio. Yep. And you were at a speakers competition. And when you came off the stage, I said, you are very special. There is something about you that's so peaceful and just so loving. And I didn't know what to do with you. You were just, wow. And I told you, I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to do something. Remember? I don't know what it is, but we're going to do something. And then within weeks, Micah wrote me and he says, I have a graphic novel. And I said, wow, okay, what does that mean? And then he went and told me about this graphic novel. And I was reading through it and, you know, asking him about it. And I went, you know, we really need to tell more people about this graphic novel. You are done with it, right?
Yep. All set.
So, The Silent Scream, Micah. What? Yes. You said it's so that you're redefining, well, the superhero journey, but basically abuses and ways to overcome them through this graphic novel. So who's your demographic and what brought you to the word, the thought, Silent Scream?
That's a good question. Well, to start, I guess, back at the beginning, I was struggling with a lot of my own issues in life. That's actually the reason why we met, was because I had to get it out. So I went to a speaker competition to get it out of me. That's how we met. And I was in such a transitional period of time in my life that it inspired me to create something with all of that pain. And the best way I could describe it was a silent scream, because as a man, all of that pain doesn't mean anything to the world unless you do something with it. So that's what I decided to do. I turned it into a film, graphic novel, and an audiobook called The Silent Scream. And I made you a character because you inspired me.
I love it. Now, I would love you to explain a little bit more about what the silent scream is, because the way you twisted it into that sci-fi, and it took me for a loop. I'm like, holy smoke. So don't give away
The
don't give
secret.
away. Yeah, don't give away the secret. But I would love to show the characters right now. Show the characters, and you can tell us who the characters are and the basic premise of
Okay.
the silent screen. Are we ready in the back? Okay. Mike is ready to explain. Who's this first character?
Well, this is the Silent Scream. He's a superhero, essentially. And he goes through a lot to become the superhero that he is. He didn't start off this way. So after the story unfolds, the very end of it, he discovers himself. And the Silent Scream, I guess, would be his code name. Doesn't really have a name. That's something I kind of focused on, was not giving things names and titles in this entire series. And this is just the introduction. So it's
Yes.
going to evolve just like any other superhero story.
Yes. So what you will have a link to later is the intro of the book, of the mini book. So who's our next character? Uh-oh. Who's our next character? We lost our next character. There's a doctor. Who's the doctor?
The doctor. Oh,
Oh, not the doctor.
that's Lorenzo, the Silent Scream before he becomes the Silent Scream. He
Okay.
obviously went through a lot of difficulty to end up in that predicament.
Okay. Who's our next character?
This is his father, scientist. His name is Sammy. He's a biologist who's essentially famous, and his discoveries make him famous. So he ends up passing away in the beginning of the graphic novel, which starts the whole series of events.
He's actually the crux of it. He's the
Yeah.
cause of it all, really. Okay.
He's the
And
catalyst.
who's the next one?
And this is your character, Michelle, the mother of Lorenzo and the wife to Sammy. So she's the grieving mother, lost her, or yeah, the grieving wife lost her husband.
Okay. And so now you understand. So these are the four first main characters. And then the character we saw first, the Silent Scream, is the very last chapter of this, because this is the origin story. And we could take that. But isn't that cute?
She is adorable.
She's adorable. I was like, I need to look more like her sometimes. But no, and he showed me the designs of that character, and I'm like, wow, I need to dress like her. I mean, I really, you dressed me very well in that graphic novel. She's a sharp looker, so I'm gonna have to copy that. But what I thought was really cool about your story, The Silent Scream, is you created it, you wrote it all out as a screenplay. And I know I'm still talking to my husband and the producer I know that, how do we make this into a movie? And then how do we make it happen? And right now they're making another movie, so their brains are somewhere else, but we still have you on the plate there. Now, you since then, you made these characters, and you told me that you drew them through AI and then did something. How did you make them?
Well, it started off with just creating them out of graphic images and then combining various graphic images. And then I was introduced to Midjourney AI through a friend. And once I started learning how to interact with the AI, I started plugging in the images that I created through GIMP, which is a software for graphic images manipulation. I plugged them into the Midjourney AI, and then it would just I just had to instruct it to do what it needed to do to create what I wanted it to do. And then if sometimes it doesn't come out right, so you have to take it and edit it again and just kind of keep working at it until it looks like something you want.
It's a process, just
Yeah.
the writing of the whole story. Or as I'm complaining, oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, some of it's a little scary because it is a I mean, it's an introduction to horror, so it's not like all one type of genre.
Yeah. And so I like us talking like this. I don't like us getting big and small. I want to talk to you. And so my thing is, with this story that you created, and you said it, you were going through a lot of pain, so you need to get it out. Literally, this is your silent screen. And so let me get a little deeper on that. In this story, this, I'll say, the main boy is not such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And then lots of things happen. Now, what in this story reflects on you? Because I notice all the characters are of color.
Yeah, well, most of them. There's a lot of diversity. I like to mix it up, keep it interesting.
Okay.
But I would say they're all the characters in me, which is kind of weird. But it's, So I basically took, if you can imagine an antagonist in story, is the most vile person that you can imagine, and them escalating their atrocities to, you know, as high as they can go until somebody stops them. That was pretty much the idea I had in my head for the bad guy, quote unquote. But as far as Lorenzo, the main character, the superhero, I just wanted him to be somebody that would inspire people, young people that are struggling with trauma from society or drug addiction or what have you, anything. And they just feel like nobody cares.
Yeah, because Lorenzo stands up for, well, he stands up for himself.
Yeah, yeah.
After getting beaten pretty bad.
Yeah. He gets beat up pretty bad. I mean, we saw the image there with him, his bandages and his wounds. He gets beat up pretty good.
So now I'm going to reflect back a little bit because we've got about 3 minutes before we go on break. Hmm. I introduced you as an artist, an author, and a carpenter. And I want you to share a little bit about your carpenter side. And the reason I do is, remember, I was quite intrigued with your carpenter side, and I saw it as how you built your story that you did on stage when I saw you. So give me a little piece about, tell the audience a little bit about you as a carpenter. How did you get there?
Well, when I was about 25-ish, I wanted to get into carpentry because I always enjoyed building something. And I always toyed around with it, like as a hobby, fixing stuff up around my own place. And then I got good at it, and I was like, I probably should go do it as a job just to see how I stack up against professionals. And it was pretty quick apparent that my quality and my work ethic was pretty superior to everybody around me. So I started learning from the best people I could find, the people that were in it for 30 years and just masters. And I absorbed as much as I could because they were brilliant. And then I kind of understood the aspect of carpentry and turned it into an art form because I was becoming more familiar with it. And then I just focused on what is art in carpentry, like finish work and different levels and layers of carpentry. And then it gave me the opportunity to paint, so that was fun.
Well, I'm glad that you found something that got you focused on something, because I also see your carpentry in your art, in your book, in your story, the way you layer storylines and how you think it's this, and actually it's the five other layers down that actually is making what we're seeing. And I thought that was just brilliant of you. And so I can't wait for other people to get a hold of watching it or listening to it, reading it, however they're going to absorb it, because you put it out on YouTube, you put it out everywhere. And so I really want my team to at least put the link to the video so that they can at least see a segment of it, because this is not a wham, pam, action kind. No, this is a psychological thriller. This is something that makes you think about the dark in the world. And then it makes you wonder, who are we? And what is the fine line of being good to not so good, or spoiled to being spoiled, literally rotten? And how good is, how parenting happens, and the lack of parenting, and the lack of love or affection. And there's so many things that are happening in The Silent Scream, in this inaugural graphic novel, that I want people to be paying attention to you now. Because in order to understand that character, you really need to watch the beginning. Because this character isn't like Batman. Uh-huh. He's deeper than Batman. So remember, I complained. I said, this sounds like Batman. And then you said, wait, just wait. And then I read a little bit more. I'm like, okay, wow. So anyways, thank you everyone for watching. I'm seeing your eyeballs. I see Helene just popped up and said hello. Hello, Helene. And my excitement for you is that, oh, they put it up on the pop-up. So in the thread, if you'd like to watch the Silent Scream audiobook, Micah created still pictures of the audiobook so that you can see what's coming in the graphic novel. And they just put it in the chat. So if you're watching this right now, or you're watching it as a replay, go look in the chat. It says the new channel, Watch the Silent Scream audiobook. Click it. Right. Oh, you know what I forgot, Micah? We're at midway. We're supposed to be right back after these commercials. We'll be right back. Don't leave. Share this episode with a friend, especially anyone who's into graphic novels, storylines, superheroes, and antiheroes. We'll be right back after this break.
Ang 40D, tumutulong patibayin ng vital organs, iwas sakit sa puso, at iba pang sakit.
Ang ubo, mabilis lumala, kaya dapat agapan. Dapat Neosomix Advanced Syrup. May 2x zinc para ang ubo, imbis na lumala, tulungang mabilis mawala. Neosomix Advanced Syrup.
Unilab yan.
Hello, welcome back. The new channel is an online alternative for new media platforms of online shows for people on the go. Please watch all of the shows as you see here on the screen and imagine having your own show, your own playlist, your own content, but we make it easier for you. TNC aims to transform the lives of viewers through engaging, authentic, and original content. Our channel is a responsible global 24/7 platform that showcases Filipino talent, global influencers, cultural intelligence, and ingenuity. So please catch And continue to watch Mental Shift every Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time here in the U.S. or 10:30 a.m. Filipino time. You can watch live or our replays via Facebook or YouTube and follow us on Instagram and listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. All you have to do is search hashtag TNC Now. Now, for sponsorships, if you're interested in being a sponsor on TNC for Mental Shift in particular, just email NOW, that's now, at thenewchannel.com or send us a direct message on Facebook, Instagram, however you want to, and enjoy these life-changing shows because we made them just for you. And you are watching Mental Shift. So if you are watching and you're like, oh my goodness, it's Michelle, she's back, share it along. Push the share button, share it, and let other people know that, one, Dr. Michelle is back, and TNC is always on the air, literally always on the air. TNC, it's the new channel, and just find us, and you can literally find almost any subject line you could ever want on all the live streaming shows we have. So I'd like to bring Micah back because one, he's my cool guest, and two, he's also a musician, and we didn't have that in his bio, but I do know you're a musician. And tell our audience, what do you play, and how did you, is that part of your expression so that you can get things out of you? I know that's what I sing for, to get my pain out. And then, is that any influence, what you play, any influence on the music you chose?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. You hit it right on the head there. So, I absolutely rely on music for everything in my life. Whether it's dealing with pain or creating something, becoming inspired by something. I actually just finished storyboarding the rest of the series, and I had to use music to organize my feelings in order to make it seem like it's making sense. But that's where I start, is music.
What do you play?
I play the piano and I play the bass, or I guess you could say the keyboard, but it's piano.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay. See, that's the other thing we have in common. Because I mean, I use music to get through a lot of things. And when I'm stuck, there's a lot of music playing around me. Or if I'm distressed, I'm singing incredibly loud. So yeah. Cool. I need to get you a CD just so you can hear me.
I know it. I have heard you and I have listened to you when I can on Facebook or wherever I come across it. But I haven't heard your CD yet, so I'm looking forward to that.
CD sounds really good.
I bet it does.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for you. And I'm so glad that you've brought the different pieces of Micah into your graphic novel, because what you managed to do, I mean, people don't realize writing is already difficult. He didn't just write, he wrote the screenplay. I mean, you can see everything that's happening around his characters in the graphic novel. He described them, it described everything around them. I could see it. I felt it. I was there. Now, that is very difficult to do as a writer. And then on top of it, this is what shocked me. He sent me all these images saying, and this is what everyone looks like. I'm like, whoa. And then he sends me the music with the pictures. I'm like, how are you doing all this? And then I remembered, you're a carpenter. You built it.
Yeah, I was getting to the finish work. And then I did the audiobook to just, which you gave me that idea as well, because you said, sometimes it's difficult to read small print. I was like, I have a solution for that. I'll just make it an audiobook. And then I took it another step further and I turned it into theater by adding sound effects and whatnot, just to make it more immersive.
Well, it's an emotional soundtrack. And especially once you read it, then it's even more emotional. And I'm like, wow, this is deep. I mean, this is deep. And I love it. And I want to show, because Micah did another thing on top of all that. And so thank you for giving me credit on that whole audiobook thing. But he took it another step. I saw him and he started putting up the symbol on his social media. And can we show the symbol? And then he started putting out images of apparel. You got rid of the white ones. You only have black.
I still have them. They're just associated with my my website, my nonprofit that I'm starting.
Okay, so this is the Silent Scream logo. Mm-hmm. Where did you get that? Where did you get that symbol from? Where did you get that inspiration?
The cool thing is I just created this, and then afterwards I was like, what can this mean besides the S and S for Silent Scream? And I was sitting there looking at a bunch of different symbolisms or symbols and trying to come up with symbolism for it. And I came across a Celtic symbol of U, it's called, which is just one of these S's. And it's supposed to mean rebirth, I think.
Wow.
And I was like, well, isn't that a coincidence? And I'm not really one to believe in coincidence, so I thought it was kind of neat.
Yeah, there are no coincidences. And what's really cool about that is you said one of it is you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I won't spoil alert it, but...
I know, isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's really deeply cool. Okay, well, he's got t-shirts, he's got apparel, he's got all sorts of things with this symbol on it. And if you want to get a t-shirt, a hoodie, you name it, he's got them. And how do they find that? How do they get to him?
We'd have to just email me, and then I would place the order.
Oh, what's your email?
MicahYah@gmail.com.
I'm writing it in. It's your full name at gmail.com.
Yeah. Okay. Place to order, I guess.
Okay. And then what's your nonprofit?
The ARC Wellness Center. It is a project that I've been developing for quite some time and marketing, which essentially combines education and connection on a virtual platform like this in a large group, like roughly 30, so that everybody can roundtable, groupthink, and share their passions, as well as other subjects like group therapy. Would be another one.
Okay.
Some type of martial arts practice.
Micah, do you have a website? I don't remember seeing one.
Yeah. Yeah, I do, actually.
What's your website?
It's GoDaddy Sites ARC Wellness Center.
So just say ARC Wellness?
Yeah, ARC Wellness Center.
.com?
Yep. Yep.
So arcwellnesscenter.com.
There. Yeah, GoDaddy Sites.
Do they have to go to GoDaddy Sites or just put in ARC Wellness Center?
I believe it's at GoDaddy Sites. I think you have to have that on there.
Oh, whoops. That's a lot more typing.
Yeah.
So it's GoDaddySites.ArcWellness or?
I believe it's www.arcwellnesscenter@godaddysites.com.
Oh.
I think, if I remember correctly.
I don't know if I want to send people that way, huh?
Yeah. I also have it on my Linktree, which is much smaller. It's just Linktree/MicahYah.
Oh, that's much easier.
Yeah. There's a link on there. I essentially put everything on my Linktree right now until I get my website.
So Linktree@MicahYah.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll put that up.
Yeah.
Linktree@MicahYah.com, and we'll forget this other two just in case. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Well, and we can take down the Silent Scream symbol, though. That is really cool. You.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
It is, especially once you read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, it's going to be really big.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of us out there in a lot of pain, and this is a great way, one, that you released yours, but two, to guide other people to realize that it doesn't have to hold you down, and that there are ways to combat those dark thoughts in your head. Mm-hmm. And oh goodness, do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
We already hit our 30-minute mark.
Oh, okay.
Holy smokes. I didn't even get to ask your middle name yet. No,
yeah,
30 minutes goes way too fast. Okay, so Micah Yacht, he is an artist, he's a speaker, he's a musician, he's a carpenter. He wrote this graphic novel called The Silent Scream. And I met him several months back, almost a year ago, on a stage where he gave this speech that only I almost cried, and I wanted to know more about him, and I encouraged him to go build more because he's a carpenter, but he's a carpenter with words too. And now I found out he's a carpenter of words, images, and music. So all around great guy. And please follow him. Go find him. Go to Linktree at MicahYacht.com. And that is Linktree at M-I-C-A-H Yacht, Y-O-T-T. com. And then there it is, Linktree at MicahYacht.com. And then that way you can find him and start watching how The Silent Scream evolves, because you don't want to miss this character. I'm serious. This is like the beginnings of one of those huge, crazy characters that you will know and will eventually join some other universe that we all watch. Right, Micah?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Micah, I'm so glad we had this time together.
Me too.
I just wish it was so much longer. I miss my hour-long shows. Okay, I better shut up before everyone gets mad at me that I'm going over time. But I sang a little bit for Helene because she loves to hear me sing. And for all of you out there, the holiday season is coming. It's here. Go be good to yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Smile a little bit more. Love a little bit more. And worry a lot less. Until next week, my name is Dr. Michelle Maross, and we will see you on Mental Shift here on TNC. Until then, take care.